This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And a community we are extremely proud to be a part of here at EMU is Eastern Michigan University's community. And one of the things you've probably been hearing about a lot the last couple of weeks, especially in the ramp-up to it, is Eastern Michigan University's Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration. And it's more than just the day. It's several days worth of events that touch a lot of different parts of what we touch every day. The students on campus, staff and faculty, but then off campus as well, our larger community. There's volunteerism as an aspect. There's a lot of performance art as an aspect. There's speakers, there's celebrations, there's marches. But one of the specific areas that we're going to focus on today is the MLK Gospel Fest. And I'm not going to get into it a little bit more than that later, but I wanted to introduce you to Sarah Rigg. Good morning.
Good morning.
And this would be an introduction of the, 14th or 15th time now.
Yes.
So if you don't know Sarah, she is the embedded reporter for Concentrate Media on this On the Ground Ipsy project. And give me, again, the 30,000-foot view on what is On the Ground Ipsy.
So it's a project of Concentrate Media that focuses specifically on Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township, telling some of the underreported stories that other media outlets aren't telling.
And in the case of Ypsilanti, and you know, there's the community surrounding Eastern Michigan University, we see a lot in the news that, you know, quote unquote mainstream media, not to use a negative connotation there, but we see a lot of negative stories. We see about drugs, about school dropouts, about crime, about other issues in our community. And very rarely do we talk about the people that are working with the youth to lift them up, the people that are working on and off campus to ensure better educational outcomes, the people that are working with ex-cons to help them lead a better life, you know, and the homeless and the hungry and so on and so forth. The people that need help, there's almost always somebody in Ypsilanti with a hand out or many hands out saying, we're here for you. And essentially, that's what we're talking about each in and out each week here.
Absolutely. We're not focusing on the problems, but on the problem solvers.
So an iconic figure, certainly in the civil rights era and 50 years past his assassination, still very much a symbol for standing at the front of a pack and with an arm raised and saying, enough is enough. We got to make some changes in this world and leading a movement, Dr. King. And for 33 years now, Eastern Michigan University has celebrated his life and his legacy both on and off campus with this MLK celebration. And a big part of it has been the MLK Gospel Fest. So talk about why you focused on that and why that's the piece that you're writing about this week.
All right. Well, one of my guests that I brought on with me today can talk more about the history of it. There used to be some sort of gospel event associated with MLK events each year, but it died off, and they're bringing it back this year. So this is the first year in many years they've had a gospel fest.
All right. And who did you bring with you today?
I brought with me Caroline Sanders, who is with the Engage office here at EMU, but was also on the organizing committee for Gospel Fest. And I also have Daytuan, who is with the Gospel Choir at EMU. Are you the vice president, I believe?
Yes. I am the president.
Oh, the president. Ooh, oh, sorry,
right,
about that.
All right. We jumped up a level. We went right to the president here.
All right.
All right. So Daytuan, Caroline, welcome so much. Caroline, welcome back. Glad to have you back here. The Office of Engage at EMU does a lot of work one-on-one with students, but also things that touch the community. So remind people again how they can find you if they want to get involved in things that Engage is doing.
So the Office of Engage we're located on the second floor of Boone Hall. They can reach me by email, csanders@emish.edu. My office is 734-487-4890. And we are the portal to the community and vice versa.
And that what she means by that is if you live or work in this community and you have a need of any kind and think that maybe somebody at Eastern or a student at Eastern or faculty or staff could be involved in helping you solve that need or fulfill that need or whatever it might be, that's exactly what Engage is there for. And when she says vice versa, it's because people like us come to her and say, hey, do you know of anybody out in the community that needs help?
Yes.
And we'll partner together. WEMU has done projects with them. It's mm-hmm. been great. So if you haven't heard of Engage, definitely look into that. Daytuan, president of, what is it, the official name?
The Gospel Choir at Eastern Michigan University.
Okay. And let's get a little background on you. What year are you here at Eastern?
I am a sophomore student here at Eastern.
And what is the focus of your studies, sir?
I am currently a finance major.
Okay. So you're intermingling the performing arts with the crunching of numbers.
Yes.
All right. So out of curiosity, is gospel a new interest for you, or is this something you grew up with?
I grew up in the church my whole life. My great-grandfather was a pastor for 45 years.
Oh,
so
great.
the church members was the family.
So you know the role that music can play in the celebration and worship process.
Yes.
And when you came to Eastern, was this group already here and you kind of jumped into it? Or what was? How did you get involved?
The gospel choir here at Eastern has been on this campus since 1972. So we're coming up on our 47th year. When I came here, I knew about the choir. So I went to check it out and I was like, all right. So I was drawn to it and I became involved immediately.
And we'll talk about the Gospel Fest in just a minute, but when you're not performing at that, what does the Gospel Choir do at Eastern?
So we sing at a lot of on-campus events. A lot of the organizations, the student organizations on campus, may ask us to do, you know, selections and things at the programs that they host.
Okay. Is there any competition involved or anything like that?
Not just yet. Planning on doing some competitions in the future.
All right. Good. Good to have big goals for student groups. That's awesome. Get you guys off campus, exposed to a whole world, can see. Do you do the green robes?
We don't have any robes yet.
Oh, all right.
I've been thinking about robes.
All right. Do you have matching outfits at least?
We have T-shirts.
Oh, good. All right. All right. All right. So, Caroline Dayton, why don't you tell me, Sarah mentioned that the Gospel Fest had gone away and it was coming back. What was the idea about who stood up and said, you know what we should do again at the MLK, that we should bring back the Gospel Fest? How did that happen?
Well, I would imagine that we have an executive MLK planning committee that consists of Ellen Gold, Stephen Bryant, and Trayvon McGuire. And they came to me, basically, and said, we want to do a Gospel Fest. And because of my previous programming with MLK some 10 years ago, I had the pleasure of creating a program called Nothing Said. We had not had anything, no programming that sort of addressed his spiritual foundation. So I was, my favorite term is I was voluntold to coordinate this program.
I think we all at Eastern understand what that means.
Yes.
Well, so, you see a need, and you know, very much it sounds like you spend most of your day seeing a need, filling mm-hmm. a need, and it happens right here on campus too. From your perspective, and maybe Dayton, you can jump in here too a little bit, why is spirituality such an important part of celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. King?
Well, Dr. King was a very spiritual person. He was a reverend, and you know, he went to school for theology and certain things like that. And one thing that he had in mind as a central focus was to bring people together. And so I think that's how it goes along with the Gospel Fest, was to bring people together. So that's what you saw essentially at the Gospel Fest, was a lot of ministries in the community coming together to celebrate.
And from your perspective as a student, why is it important to celebrate Dr. King's legacy at all, but you know, in general, but also specifically through song and through worship?
It's important because we can see through the life of Dr. King where we've come and where we're going. So I think that's very important.
Work still needs to be done.
Yes.
All right. And then in your view, you know, because you're somebody that is a performer and you've lived a life in the church and understand the role that gospel can play in the worship experience, you know, what are you getting out there with music that you wouldn't be able to do if you were just standing and chatting with somebody?
Growing up, I've always heard that music is a universal language, and so you can reach people through music that you wouldn't be able to reach just through a basic conversation.
Yeah, and sometimes words get in the way, I think, mm-hmm. a little bit. But you're right that we can all appreciate tremendous performance, mm-hmm. especially music. And there's something just so moving about a good spiritual-based gospel song when it's done well. You know, I'd challenge anybody, whether you're faithful or not, to not be moved by that kind of great performance. Mm-hmm. So what did you do? What was the gospel choir's role in the MLK Gospel Fest, and what was the goal of what you wanted to get out there?
So I had recently found out that we were the first to commit to the Gospel Fest, which I did not know, which was very interesting to me, because that's one thing that we endeavor to do as an organization. Our mission statement is we are cultivating, equipping, and educating our communities through the power of Jesus Christ. Okay. And, of course, through the power of song. And so I think that was important for us to be a part of that, being that we already have our hand in the community, and we've been in this community for so long.
Carolyn, I'm going to ask Daytuan in a second about how it went, but what are you, I know that the celebrations officially ended now. It ended with Tuesday night's basketball game was the end, you know, the official EMU celebration. But you mentioned you've been involved in programming in the past. It's been a while, but you've come back to it. Why is the MLK celebration important to somebody from your perspective? You're a little bit older than Daytuan, a couple years older.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
I think it's important because it is one of, I think, one of the few times of year, unfortunately, that people are brought together collectively. They're able to celebrate no matter what their ethnicity is, their political views are. Being of assistance to others, which is what Martin Luther King was about, is it crosses over all borders.
Right.
And so I think it's important. It's a way for Eastern to bring in the community, to invite them to participate in our programming. I think that the Gospel Fest is unique, no slight to the other programmers, but it's unique in the sense that we were a very intergenerational program. So we had all ages, we had we had a variety of ethnicities, and we invited in the high school, the middle school, you know, many of the church ministries that maybe we had not necessarily had a touch with.
You know, it's an interesting perspective on it too, because I think you'd agree that part of Dr. King's legacy was he was applying these things universally, that we all have shared experiences, mm-hmm. that as human beings we all have the same wants and desires and needs, and that if we recognize there's more that unites us than separates mm-hmm. us, we're going to be on a much better path. And it sounds like you brought together all kinds of people to do this shared experience of the Gospel Fest together, which, again, right in line with the goals for what King's life and legacy were.
Yes.
From your perspective, Daytuan, was it a good weekend? I know we had some cold weather and some snow and whatnot, but was it everything you hoped it would be?
It was an absolutely fantastic weekend. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
What was your favorite part? I mean, outside of the Gospel Fest, I'm sure it was
outside
your favorite.
Of the Gospel Fest, I would say my favorite part is the march. We had the pleasure of participating in the march just to commemorate all of what the march, you know, the marches that happen, and just to kind of to walk in those footsteps.
Interestingly, too, we had from 50 years ago, some of the people that were involved in the sit-in at Pierce came back for the weekend. So what an interesting group that you're looking at students your age that are looking at the world through very young eyes and seeing the change, but seeing the need for more change. And then the group from 50 years ago that was living in a very different world and looking for similar kinds of change, but a much different, longer path. I would have loved to have been in the middle of that conversation. You know, did you talk to any of these elders and get some ideas for, you know, how they feel things have or haven't changed?
I got the chance to talk to a few of those people that were there, and they were really excited to see people of my generation commemorating.
Good. Well, I would be too, because, you know, you don't want to do all this work and have mm-hmm. it just die away with your generation. I think that's part of the celebration here, is to bring the word and life and have people experience that life firsthand that weren't even alive, you know, mm-hmm. 20, 30, or 40 years past his passing and past his assassination. So, Carolyn, is that kind of in line with your view on the importance of this weekend, too, of getting all these different people together, not just to have different viewpoints, but to share experiences between the young and the old and different backgrounds, different races, different
Absolutely.
Ethnicities, different parts of the community?
Yes. I had the pleasure of attending their sort of reunion back in, I believe it was July, the 50th anniversary. And so to have them actually come out and join us for the luncheon, I thought was huge. I really needed for them to be here. And for the students that did not get an opportunity to visit with them and hear their story earlier last year.
Well, that's
important.
Right. The Eastern magazine that just came out, if you're an alum or an employee here or a student at Eastern, had a whole great in-depth feature
yes.
about the sit-in at Pierce Hall, which, I mean, I plead ignorance until a couple of years ago. I didn't mm-hmm. know that much about it, and I learned a lot through interacting with people that were involved and reading that story. And it makes me proud to be part of Eastern simply because we have this long history
yes.
of celebrating civil rights, celebrating diversity, certainly, but celebrating educating the next generation upon what their role is in and the place where civil rights is right now and what you're going to be asked to do over the next 20, 30, 40, 50 mm-hmm. years. And maybe you can come back in 50 years and talk about how you were part of Gospel Fest with MLK.
Sure.
Daytuan, if we want to see you guys perform, or is there like a website or someplace we can go to, Facebook page, maybe something like that?
You can follow us on social media. We are a social media generation.
Yes.
Facebook, Gospel Choir at Eastern Michigan University.
Okay.
Instagram is EMGC Voices. And if you would like to contact us for engagements or things, you can send an email to emgcbooking@gmail.com.
Well, it's a good idea there that if you have any need for a gospel performance in your business, in your mm-hmm. place of worship, in your gathering, wherever it might be, y'all are available?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And Caroline, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
We will definitely link to both the Gospel Choir information and the Engage information. So if you want to get involved with either of those organizations, because they both touch our community in a lot of different ways, we'll have all that info there. Sarah, welcome back.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I agreed with Caroline about, you know, I'm coming in as an outsider. I'm not involved with the African-American spiritual community in Ypsilanti, so I'm coming in as an outsider, but I noticed a lot of the same things. The intergenerational, all the way from tiny little children, all the way up to senior men singing, and the variety of acts. There was a mime ministry, there was a step team, you know, there's traditional gospel choirs, but there was dancers, there was spoken word artists. It was just really varied agenda, but everybody was so talented. I enjoyed it very much.
That's why I was asking about the competition, because, you know, saying a gospel choir is like kind of like one of a breed of dog. I mean, there's so many different mm-hmm. types of gospel choirs out there that mm-hmm. run the gamut from we're going to stand very still and be reverent, and then there's the big celebration, dancing, singing, you know, lots of other theatrical mm-hmm. elements that go in, and everything in between. Mm-hmm. So it was good to thank you for sharing where you guys are at right now, and some of your goals, too. They might be grow into some more of that kind of stuff. Sarah, what do you got for next week?
So next week, I'm working on a story about local high school teams that are gearing up for a robotics competition.
Ooh, that's good. You're talking about the Ipsy Grizzlies robotics team?
Yeah, but we're also going to try to touch base with Lincoln, too.
Oh, great. Awesome. And they did a big trip. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, too, recently here, and bringing some new experiences to students. So all important things happening right here in our local public school. So thanks for bringing that to us next week. ConcentrateMedia.com.
That's right.
And Concentrate A2.
On Twitter.
On Twitter, but Concentrate Media everywhere else.
That's right.
All right, so if your social media game is on point, you should be following the Gospel Choir, you should be following the Engage Office however you can, and you should be following Concentrate Media. And, of course, you should be following us here at 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.